This week, desperation and devastation in Gaza. Hunger and starvation ravaging the war-torn strip, with little reason to believe the end of the war is near. The UN this week saying widespread starvation, malnutrition and disease are driving a rise in hunger-related deaths. Zainab Abu Halib dying from malnutrition this week at just 5 months old. Her doctor saying she had no pre-existing medical conditions when she was born. Her mother saying if she had enough nutrition at 5 months, she would have been able to sit up or grow. But it hasn't happened.
This is the moment that we crossed from Israel into Gaza.
This week, we were taken across the border into Gaza, where huge stockpiles of vital food and medicine await delivery.
There are literally mountains and mountains of aid waiting here to be delivered to the desperate people of Gaza. Here you have sacks of fortified flour, essential supplies to make bread. And yet, according to the UN and almost every other aid agency, just a mile or so down this road, people are starving to death.
The IDF telling us aid agencies aren't distributing aid fast enough.
You hear what they say. What's coming in right now, this is from the head of the UN, is a trickle, and what's needed is a flood.
Well, I'll tell you this. As we're speaking, there are trucks waiting in Gaza after Israeli inspection, and all the UN needs to do is pick them up and stop talking.
But in a statement to ABC News, the UN saying their drivers are navigating airstrikes, damaged roads and criminal gangs, and the Israeli authorities need to grant them the conditions to deliver aid safely and effectively.